Climate change may get all the attention, but it has a less talked about but no less troubling twin, ocean acidification. A growing chorus of Alaskans, from shellfish growers to fishermen, are fretting about the potential impacts to the state's waters. Now, a new collaboration is aiming to bring ocean acidification into the spotlight, with the hope that better understanding it will better prepare the state to adapt. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Zoe Sobel has more.
Historically, oceans are basic. That means not acidic. But about a quarter of the carbon dioxide released each year into the atmosphere is absorbed by the world's oceans, and that changes the chemistry of the seawater, making the oceans more acidic. That in turn makes it harder for ocean dwellers like crab, oysters, clams, and plankton to form shells, seriously threatening those species. Darcy Dugan is coordinator of the brand new Alaska Ocean Acidification Network, whose goal is to educate Alaskans and connect scientists across the state. She says since the Industrial Revolution, there has been an estimated 30% increase in the acidity of the waters globally.
And if you assume a business as usual scenario for emissions, then we'd be looking at the oceans being about 150% more acidic in 2100. And that's also more acidic than they've been in the last 20 million years.
The rapid change may be outpacing sea creatures' ability to adapt, and Alaska is expected to experience acidification faster and more intensely than other global neighbors because the water here is, as scientists say, cold and old. That is, cold waters and waters from the deep sea are already more acidic.
These waters naturally store more CO2 year-round, which means we're closer to a dangerous threshold to begin with. And then as wind or storms bring colder water and older water to the surface, then the state can intensify.
Alaska's Bering, Chukchi, and Beaufort seas are all expected to move out of their historic range of variability. Dugan says the Beaufort Sea is expected to leave its natural range this decade. And that could affect Alaskans' way of life. That's because the species most affected by acidification, like plankton, supports the state's most important fish, like salmon.
Right now we have a $5.8 billion seafood industry, and the concern is it's not just commercial species that might be affected by ocean acidification, but the species that they eat. So once you kind of knock one part of the food chain, the whole food chain feels the effects.
Plus, she says about half the seafood in the U.S. comes from Alaskan waters. Dugan hopes that a better understanding of the chemistry and ecology will help the state respond to future changes. That's where the Alaska Ocean Acidification Network comes in. They are working to connect scientists and communities from Kotzebue to Sitka and share best practices between researchers for monitoring changes, which will enable scientists around the state to respond and adapt to major shifts in the ecosystem Alaskans depend on. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.